morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
My name is Jose, sir.
Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will serve as your lead this morning. He will be conducting your hearing, so just hold on. The next voice you hear will be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson.
Okay. Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you? I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. We'll just make sure I pull out the right. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
247-584.
And your full name, sir?
Jose Ozuna.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. To my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction and representing the parole officer is Mr. Westby. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Signing the form, you said?
Yeah, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, it notified you of your right to appear as well as to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. If you wanted an attorney to represent you, did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay. So at this time, I want to swear you and Mr. Westy in, and you do have some supporters here that you have here. You have Denise Bustamante?
Yes.
Okay, are you going to be testifying?
Yes.
Okay. Andrew Bustamante?
Yes.
We have Maria Bustamante.
Yes.
Anea, I'm trying to figure that one out. All right, Anea Ozuna.
Yes.
And AJ Ozuna.
Yes.
Okay, all of you are going to speak?
Yes.
Okay, so now I need to swear everyone in, okay? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? I'm going to go to Mr. Zuna. I'm going to you. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ms. Denise Bustamante?
Yes.
Mr. Andrew Bustamante?
Yes.
Maria Bustamante?
Yes.
Anea Ozuna?
Yes.
And AJ Ozuna?
Yes.
As well as Mr. Westman?
I do.
Okay. So your hearing today is going to be conducted in two phases. In the first phase, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In the second phase, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out at phase one. So you have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated and unsuitable for testing on December 18, 2017, per the test report dated December 19, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It is true.
Okay. The second allegation states that you have violated the Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated and unsuitable for testing on or about February 20, 2018 per the test report dated February 21st, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
All right. And then your third allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to a parole office located at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about February 23rd, 2018, as directed in writing on February 22nd, 2018. The offender is actually avoiding supervision, thus is an absconder. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay. All righty, ma'am. So based on the admission of Mr. Azuna, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or comfortable.
Second.
Agreed.
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 Okay, motion by myself, that's second by Mr. Quinones.
Second by me.
Okay, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal, and agreed, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. And then after that, I'm going to, you'll have the opportunity to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, as well as we'll hear from your supporters at that time, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Westby.
On May 5th, 2017, Mr. Azuna was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 10th, 2018 by Peoria PD. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody May 10th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of October 22nd, 2018, which reflects 76 abscond days. His current convictions, 2009, armed robbery, 9 years. 2009, impersonating a peace officer, 2.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 4-4. Mental health score, 2. Substance abuse score, 2. STG gang information notes, he's a New Mexican Mafia, Arizona, STG suspect. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs, alcohol, and violence noted. He has no other arrest on record. His community risk score is a G5B6.
Okay, Mr. Zuma, I see that when you were released May 5th of 17, you were released to community supervision from the Iron Mill. You were approved placement with Mario Azuna, your father, at 12529 West Dauber and Surprise, Dauber Street in Surprise. So will you still stand there or why did you leave your father's residence?
I left the residence when I didn't want to show up when I went on the run because I was scared and I just didn't know what to do. And honestly, I'm here today to let you guys know that yes, I own everything and I messed up and I relapsed. And I hope you guys give me a chance to get released today because I have a plan. And my plan is to get treatment immediately upon release. I already found a center with the support of my family to go get treatment. And if you guys need any of that information, I can provide it where my family can. And my old employment as CFM Mechanics is also waiting for me to regain my old position back as an AC installer. It's commercial. I can also provide that information. I'm just trying to surround myself with people who love me and support me. And just try to get my life back together and be there to present my family and community. And I'll be happy in the chance.
So, sir, what caused you to relapse?
I have an alcohol problem, man. I'm an addict. I'm holding on to everything. I just need help. I hope you guys can help me out with treatment and maybe that I know for a fact that I have to do that's gonna helping me be successful in life. I really do treatment and just get back on track. Not be going through this anymore.
So from May to November, you provided all negative UAs. So that's 6 months that you went and you provided negative UAs. So what were you doing in that period of time, from May 17th to November 17th? What were you doing in that period of time?
May 17th.
When you first got out. When you first got out, you got out of
May. I was...
And all the way till November, almost the end of the year, December, you provided negative UAs.
Yes, I was on track. I was working for CFM Mechanics as a commercial unit installer. And I just relapsed. I'm not going to stay here and lie. I relapsed and I started drinking and just doing the wrong things. And I recognize and acknowledge that I messed up and I'm asking for another chance.
So, what caused you to relapse? So you say that you need help, but you were doing good. So what caused you to relapse?
I really thought it was easy drinking, and I just have a drinking problem, and I couldn't. I just started hanging around people who are not good, and my inner circle. Started drinking and just going to parties and never thought I was going to get caught or any of that.
So what kind of drugs were you using?
I was using marijuana.
Is it just marijuana?
Yes, sir. Marijuana and I was drinking. I would drink from.
So when you started to relapse, why didn't you try to work with your PO to get in some program? Now, I'm trying to understand that you said that you do have an alcohol problem and a drug problem, but you had an opportunity. You went 5 months where you were being negative and you didn't have any dirty UAs, and then all of a sudden you just relapse. And if you know you have that problem, why didn't you take advantage of it when you were out? Did you take any programs while you were out for that 5 months when you first got out?
When I first got out, I took some classes at CHC,
and I
was just, honestly, I was just nervous and I was scared to let my parole officer know that I had a drinking problem and smoking marijuana problem. I just went about it the wrong way.
So how long were you in the CHC counseling program?
I was there. I believe it was 6 months. I did complete all my classes there.
Okay, and so you did complete it, so you completed it. So what were those classes about? You said you need help. Those classes didn't help you, because it looks like after you got out of the classes is when you relapsed.
Those classes, they mainly talk about like gangs and how to conduct yourself. I just didn't really pay like full attention to my addiction. I didn't really let it out while I was taking those classes.
And so
I just didn't want to let my family down or my parole. Just I have a drinking problem, honestly. I was just nervous to let them know.
So you were in Wisconsin for 76 days. What were you doing during those 76 days that you were in the Wisconsin?
I was just lost. I was living in parking lots. I don't know what to do. I was always looking over my shoulder, and it's not a good feeling. I was lost. I was nervous to turn myself in. I was scared. I was lost, honestly. I don't have much to say on that.
Okay. All right, so what happened?
They told me I was going back to jail, and if I didn't turn myself in, I was scared.
So what caused you to have contact with the police when you were arrested?
I was in my car. Actually, I turned the corner, I believe, and took a red light.
So it was a traffic stop?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I don't know if the board has any additional questions for you. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Ozuna, it looks like you... it was reported by Mr. Westby that in prison that your discipline has been moderate, but it includes drug use and alcohol use in prison. When did that happen? Was that before you were released to the community or since you've been back?
No, that was before I was released to the community, and that was in 2012.
Okay, so it's been some time. That was 2012. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you,
Mr. Canales.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Osuna, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do when friends from prison come looking for you on the outside? And I'm talking about bad influence. Because you said that you started going to parties again and started drinking and relapsing, and we see that pattern, but part of that is people returning to the same company. So what are you going to do?
I will no longer hang around myself, and I can promise you that I'm always going to be around people who love me and support me, not bring me down and bring me or jeopardize my freedom, because I'm done with everything. I want my family back. I know I have a lot of support, and I'm not leaving down anymore. I'm done. I'm 30 years old. I want a future in my family. I will no longer have anybody in my circle anymore. They're not worth nothing to me.
Thank you for your answer, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
You're welcome.
See no other questions coming from the board at this time. So I'm going to go to your supporters and have them speak at this time. Ms. Bustamante, who wants to come up? Who wants to be the first to come up? I don't. We don't pick the order. Who's going to speak or act?
Do you want me to go up there with him?
That's up to you if you want to come up there with him. Just pull that mic down.
Can you pull the board members?
Sir, just 1 minute. I need you to state your full name and then start speaking, okay?
My name is Aurelio Jose named Ozuna. And I'm speaking for my dad.
Okay.
Dear parole board members, good morning. Hi, my name is Aurelio Ozuna, and I'm Jose Ozuna's son. I hope you're willing to let my father out so I could get... so he could get a job and get better, help him for his kids and his family and friends. I love my dad with all my life, and my dad is a good, positive person. He just needs to get more help. And I hope you're willing to help him out and let him go. We all need my dad. He likes to cut hair. He wants to go to school for a barber. If you're willing to give him a second chance, he would have all of family and friends support. Even though he has a addiction. We have we're willing to help him and give him that support.
Okay, thank you. Any questions about the board? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Right. Who would you like to have come up here next?
To come home to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other questions? Thank you, sis.
Hi, my name is Denise Bustamante. My home was there for a year. We've been dating for 6 months. During our 6 months together, we have experienced challenges. These challenges are not only including being on parole, but also including his ongoing battle of drinking. The addiction has made it very difficult for his to have a healthy relationship with me and his kids, as well as his parents, family, and friends. All this is not too easy to handle in a relationship. It is something I am willing to do because we all care for him. All this would make the average person run away in fear. I am willing to stand by him 100%. Jose has a day where he is a very loving, caring person. He will take his shirt off his back to set their help others in need. He took full responsibility of me and my kids. I lost my job and place. I had nowhere to go. He opened his door to his place for me and my kids. He also been helping me with my financial needs. Besides being a good father to his kids, he stepped up and became a stepfather to my kids. He enjoyed taking our kids to the park when we loved spending time with the family. We also attended church at St. Simon Jew. Jose loves to cut hair. He wanted to attend barber school. We also look into that so we can get ready to start classes. One day he wants to open a shop. I do work as an accounting clerk at APL, which is like Jose and I'm planning to get our place with our kids. We're now residing with his parents at 12529 West Stellar Street, the Federal. I am family and friends are also prepared to provide the support he needs. He can continue to provide the financial support in our household. Before he got arrested, he was only working at the time. He understands that he rather is for all, he admits that he needs help. He is willing to attend a program for his addiction. I also look into a place called Agua Fria. It's located on 9794 West Peoria Avenue. Classes are Tuesdays and Fridays at 11. It's a 6 month course will attend to. When he's done, he will receive a certificate. He has a full team of support that will attend classes with him. And in this sense, I'm requesting please give him a second chance to reinstate Jose's parole. I also request that once his parole is reinstated, he's able to take his addiction classes. I feel if he's incarcerated, he will not get the help he needs for his addiction. Also, all this and another may appear to be too much for us. I believe the nurse system will have the ability to help us on parole to realize your full potential. Thank you. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak to you.
What was the name of that program?
Agua Fria. Agua Fria?
Agua Fria?
Yes. I also have an address and the phone number to that.
Yeah, like you said, 9497 West Peoria.
Yes.
And then you said you guys are currently staying with his mom?
Yes.
So who the two, Anaya and AJ, are you raising them too?
Yes, I am.
So who has custody of those?
His mom. Well, both of them do.
Okay.
But I watch him during the week, or like for summer break, they'll be staying with me.
Okay. The board have any questions? All right, thank you, Ms. Bustamante. All right, Mr. Azuna, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board or prior to the board going into discussion?
Yes, I just would appreciate it. Thank you guys very much for the opportunity to be here. So now it's here.
Express. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm willing to commit to these classes.
Are you taking any programs now, AA, NA, any programming since you've been incarcerated, sir?
They have no programs available at this time here where I'm at.
No AA or NA classes?
No, sir, they don't have any of that here.
Okay. All right, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, we're going to ask you to remain on the line so that you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll make a determination during the discussion whether to revoke or reinstate you under your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir, thank you.
All right, the board's now into discussion. It's apparent that Mr. Zuna does have quite a bit of family support, and would really like to see him get a second chance. And I think Ms. Bustamante is doing an excellent job with taking care of her kids as well as, his kids. They're very well spoken when they had the time and opportunity to come up here. Talked about them attending churches on Sundays and going out to get something to eat. And one of the sons also talked about working on cars and doing things with them. So they all stated that he took some time out and spent some time with them. That's been a good father, has been a good father role for them, which is all very, very good that he has. It also says that they spoke to Mr. Zuna, likes to cut hair and would like to eventually get into a barber school. But I just have some concern that with all of those things there and all the family that he has in place, as well as the kids, that Mr. Zuna has to really make the decision that he wants to turn that corner. That he had 6 months out there that he actually tested negative, and then he just suddenly relapsed and started going downhill very, very rapidly. He was absconded for 76 days, which is quite a bit of time, which is very difficult to ignore that he was absconded for 76 days. And as a result, he said he subsequently stopped for a red light violation, and at that time he was arrested and taken back into custody. And I really sympathize with the family. I'm just not feeling that Mr. Zuna is really making that effort to really turn his life around. He did for 6 months, and then he relapsed. He could have worked with his CO3 to really get back on track. He did attend the program, which he said the program was 6 months, and almost immediately after getting out that program, he just relapsed and started back to hanging out with the wrong people and doing drugs, which is the problem that he has. He will be released on October 22nd of this year. I think that Mr. Zuna, the possibility comes up where he's at a different place where he may be able to do some program or do something, but at the same time, I think Mr. Zuna needs to do some serious thinking about what he's going to do with his life. I mean, his family all knows what they want to do and the direction they want to go, but he has to make some decision on his own as to how he turns his life around. If he's going to go to barber school, he can work with his CO3, and Ms. Bustamante is already looking at some programs and things that he could do, but he can work on some things. But really, it is going to really be up to him as to turning his life around and what he's going to do. So because of the relapse in drugs and because of the days that he actually absconded, over 90 days that he was out there, says it was just 76 days that he was an absconder, but that he just really has to make the decision. I'm not convinced at this time that he's ready to really make that turn. So I hope he would take the time he has left and really make some decisions and work with his CO3 to get out, be a good father, be a productive citizen out there, help his girlfriend, Ms. Bustamante, along with the kids, so that they can then be a productive life. And as he stated, he won't have to look over his shoulder and anymore. He won't be on any community supervision or parole at that time. So that's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'm just additionally concerned about the attempts, at least three attempts and maybe more, to deceive the people at the task,
yeah,
by supplying urine specimens that were somebody else's urine, but were obviously not. So that was a deliberate attempt to deceive. So that concerns me as well. I'm just not hearing the conviction in his voice. So I would agree with you.
Mr. Kenyonis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'll keep it short. I do want to keep it positive. He does sound like an individual who's coming to that crossroad, as we said earlier. But it's hard to ignore the 76 days and the factors such as Ms. Rittenhouse just stated. He certainly has the support of his family, but he's looking at just a little more than 4 months. And I think he could take advantage of this time to put together a plan for his return to the community. Thank you.
All right, well, then I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Zuna, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse the criminal records accompanying as he was an absconder for 76 days. We have no idea exactly what he was doing during that period of time. And he had relapsed using drugs as well as alcohol.
Second.
Agreed.
Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Mr. Zuna.
Yes.
The board has voted to revoke the community supervision, so you're able to hear the conversation that was taking place amongst the board. You will be released October 22nd of this year. Sir, I would hope that you would take this time that you have left, put together a program, work with your CO3, really sort of make a determination, because it's going to be up to you what your future is going to be. I mean, you have a great supportive family, well-mannered and apparently educated young kids that you have here, spoke very well. You have a loving girlfriend who's here and helping to raise her kids as well as your kids. So it's going to be really up to you that you need to make a serious decision whether to turn that corner. You were out for 6 months where you had all negative UAs, which shows that you can do it. But you have to stick with it and want to stick with it, sir, okay?
I wanted treatment instead of incarceration, so I guess that incarceration is what you guys are requiring instead of treatment.
Well, sir, what we're saying is that you were out, you had the opportunity to go to treatment, you went through a treatment program, you relapsed, you started doing drugs, and we're not confident that you know, you're going to do it, and we're not hearing in group that you really want to get treatment and stick with it. You're going to have to make some decisions, so you still have some time left on your until October 22nd, that we would hope that you would take some time out, so while you're incarcerated, to come up with a plan, work on a plan, so that when you are released in October, that you'll be a productive citizen, you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Zuna. I do want to thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing. Ms. Bustamante, as well as the kids, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for coming down to appear before this board. However, that's going to conclude the hearing at this time. Thank you.